Positive Hits 89.9 and 90.5. Hi, this is Mike Kelly. Joining us today, John Micah from Cutlass. And they're going to be in concert starting September 17th and 18th for Awakening Festival. Very, very excited about that. Just a couple weeks away. Finding out that Cutlass's music is popping up in some random places. Not too long ago, it was on Scrubs and also on MTV. What are some of the other places that you've seen it?
Yeah, actually, we also got a song. Our song, The Feeling, is on Rock Band.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool to get on the regular one, you know, right there with a bunch of other mainstream artists, too. And
I mean, that's when you know you've hit something, right? When you have all these people at home playing your song as best as they can and destroying the lyrics as they're singing.
Yeah.
How incredible.
What's funny is people always ask us, you know, oh, so can you play your song pretty good on Rock Band? And we're like, no, we're terrible at it.
So you guys are going to be here September 17th and 18th. Very excited for Awakening Festival. And it's going to be lots of fun. Expecting lots of great bands and things out there. So really glad that you can spend some time just chatting a little bit. So how long have you guys been married?
We got married in January of 2002. So we're coming up on our anniversary here in a few months.
Oh, that's fantastic. You said you have two children.
Yes.
Boy, girl?
One of each, yeah.
One of each.
My boy is, he'll be turning six here in October.
Oh, my goodness.
We're actually getting ready to start kindergarten here in a few days.
Oh, man.
It's been a little crazy around my house.
So how do you feel as that, like as a dad right now, all of a sudden this little thing that you had is going to go and learn and do all these great creative things? I mean, how does that feel?
It's been weird because, you know, we're shopping for school supplies. And actually, I think later today we're going to go out and get some school supplies and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it's a bunch of stuff that I remember doing as a kid and sending them off to school. I'm kind of like, I can't believe I have a kid. I still feel like I'm not mature enough to have kids.
Right. I got you, man. I got you. So, my wife and I are expecting one in mid-October. It's our first child. And I'm sitting here thinking, I should have waited like another 20, 50 years.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been funny because I feel inadequate in so many ways, but at the same time, both of our kids were a big surprise for us.
Okay, gotcha.
They were not planned.
Right.
But we, you know, they've been such a huge blessing in our lives, and it's been really cool just to see how they've just kind of impacted our lives. And at first, I was really worried about it because with my traveling schedule and,
right,
and gone all the time and just, you know, I was just like, man, how's this going to work? And you know, it's been hard, but I don't think I ever anticipated how much kids would impact me.
Right.
And it's been, they've just been definitely a huge blessing, and it's been cool to see him grow, and I'm excited to see what happens, you know, as they get older. And I guess as we head to school, you know, Caleb really has a personality of, he's my son, he's definitely got a definite leadership quality about him. It's been really cool to see, you know, as he hangs out with his friends and stuff. And so, you know, even though school in some ways, I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe he's going to school.
Right.
In some ways, I'm also excited just to see the way that he interacts, you know, with this class. And
how does that interaction, even with you, is it like, you know, what does your dad do? I mean, does he just kind of, he plays guitar or travels? Like, does he understand? Does he?
Yeah, he does. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if he fully understands that it's not entirely normal.
Okay.
like everybody's dad doesn't do that.
That's right.
You know, it was so funny. We have friends that, they own a coffee company, you know, and, one of the guys, you know, he's got a bunch of tattoos and stuff. And Caleb asked his son, hey, is your daddy a rock star? and he looks at him like, what? He's like, well, my daddy's a rock star, and your daddy looks like he's a rock star.
Right.
And so so my buddy called, he's like, dude, your son just made my day. And I look like a rock star.